Southern Texas cotton growers have been used to having it too dry, but this year the heavy rains may end up preventing some from planting a crop, according to John Robinson, agricultural economist at Texas A&M.
If you've lost crops because of drought and here this year you're losing a crop because of moisture, that's not only ironic, but it's a financial punch in the gut. And that's really tough if you've got fixed cost obligations like land notes and machinery payments and your living expenses and stuff. You got to pay that out of some kind of income, and you're getting a lot less income. So it's a tough situation financially.
Robinson says prevented planting claims only cover about half of the insured value of the crop, with restrictions on what can be done with the land. Cotton producers were eligible for the Stacked Income Protection Program, or STACS, this year under the 2014 Farm Bill, but it's estimated that as few as 14% signed up. And Steve Verrett, a cotton farmer from near Lubbock, testified at a House agriculture hearing last week that there are a number of reasons why.
I think the fact that we had started getting rain and our situation looked better than it had for a number of years. Also, the county expected revenue is based upon the last several years, and because of the drought, that's down very low. So the target revenue for STACS was low, especially on dry land, on non-irrigated. Plus, the price was not that great to begin with, so I just think most people opted to just buy more underlying coverage.
Meanwhile, cotton planting did resume last week in Texas after the torrential rains of the week before, and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says growers did make some significant progress.
Overall, U.S. planting now 81% complete, 8 points behind the five-year average of 89%, also behind last year's 87%. But look at the progress in Texas, jumping from 46 to 75% complete in the last week, still behind the five-year average of 86% planted. We find, just like last year, half the crop rated good to excellent. But the differences in the very poor to poor ratings, this year just 7% very poor to poor. Last year, when we still had drought in Texas, 13% very poor to poor. The states that are pushing the cotton number up for very poor to poor ratings, primarily related to wetness, Missouri 16% very poor to poor, Arkansas 12%.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.